Blog Talk Radio. Beat to Radio.
Yo, Stats, you did it on this one, my nigga.
Groundhog. Look.
Skills should be overpaid. I eat beats so much I'm overweight. I strive to be the best. One up to my people with that loud on their chest. I live life with no regrets. Everything I do, make sure that it's the best. Look, got no time for procrastinators. I'm trying to get shit done, move past the haters. Take my fam out the hood, cop something spacious, and see where this 1.5 could take us.
Like, camera, action. We got a murderous team, and we about to act, son. So competition, man, fuck what you heard. Cause we all up in the building screaming, yo, what's the word? What's the word? Now we come together like beans and rice. So we can show our customers how we serve it up nice. In fact, here's a track that'll murder your soul. Feel the vibe that's priceless, fuck money and gold.
We coming across the hunt, Sam Swigger, some tough jet. Spanish Harlem Raiders, wave the haters as the truck spin. Steps in the cage, learning lessons you did. Boy, shit, I stay fresh like I slept in the fridge. I'm a five-star general, dressed in eyes off, bending you hoes over. Rocking out to my iPod when my nigga DL hit me up for this track. On that V, I said, my G, come on, you know it's
you
the rap.
Not the hustle, I stay on the grind. Watch me, watch every day, all the time. Mitty Mill gon' shine, they just lying. They can't do what I do, dude, I pay dues. You can't move what I move, like a bitch. Loving the crew in the concrete jungle. My hood is the zoo, H-O-D-L. Let me introduce you to that fiery variety. Yeah,
new come. Next up is WP in high definition WB, huh? Something like MW3. What I think about haters, GWB, huh? Automatic upgrade, you could call me Ultron. Never cut class, but I did catch Voltron. Me and the homies run the hood like so calm. I'm a ruined boy, best believe I get my smoke
from the
on.
Place to some of the best producers that rap. Since the youth in the trap and the truth with the tracks are with you. Google the stacks, don't forget the P. I learned how to chef it up from the best of them. Look up the recipe. Yeah, check out my melody. Fresh. Look at the pedigree. Best. So if you see me, give me plenty of respect and understand I work hard for mine. I ain't hard to find. Home is way harder than Harlem's always a part of mine. Harlem's always a part of mine. Harlem's always a part of mine. Harlem's always a part of mine.
Grind hard for the money. Can't stop me now. You can't touch me. Make something out of nothing.
Me and my team ride. We hustling like Muslims selling bean pies. We switching over, living life in the speed lane. How you gonna catch us when you swiping on the D train? This is a G thing. Anytime we bang, but we on nice in the club, little sweet thing. Then we back to 110. Mel Post with the Madison, we get it in. We gonna win.
It's the clash of the Titans. See, we running with wolves. We the last of the Vikings. But in the Empire State, you on your grind, getting money, then you can relate. Wait, bring it back a bit. See what my tactic is. I used to practice this, now I got tracks to flip. You see, it's money over everything. That's why my bestie bling. You're mad, I'm on everything.
Yeah, but I'm so focused that this is my last shot that I can't blow it. I wanna break down, I'm too strong, I can't show it. But fuck it, thirst cry too, homie, I can't hold it. I wanna escape this horrible place. God don't like ugly, so I must have a horrible face. Cause I struggled for too long, surviving on the first of the month and coupons.
22's rolling, riding around getting it. Big boy truck, got you lame niggas sick with it. Worked hard for this money, I'ma spend it, bitch. Got them thinking it's 88, the way I get it quick. See, I cruise the Madison real slow with it. Y'all dudes be frontin', I like to go get it. One chain on my neck, respect the whole mission. Spanish Harlem, you want a problem, come up missing.
Little nigga in the hood, trappin' at 13. I ain't know nothing by the scale or a triple beam. I ain't know nothing by the brick or a key. But that all changed once I saw hitting the street. Put in hours, I was turning the days, days turn to weeks. I remember grinding three whole days when I'm sleep.
forever till I live, Harlem with me. Make it known that even Bobby Womack said, don't cross 110th Street.
My name is Nas, Spanish Harlem, born and raised. You remember my mixtapes back in the days, from 119 to the D to Lehmanville. H and G is the glue, the team is real. One hood, one love with my niggas. Dream big, go hard, live bigger. If we don't touch the stars, there's no iller. We still gon' stomp the beat, Godzilla.
Godzilla.
Zillas, Godzilla, Zillas, Godzilla, Zillas.
With your man, DJ, Big Stu, in the color. Y'all know how we do on a Sunday night. Hip hop clock classic. Big Stu, in the color. Yes, 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 y'all. That was that hot joint. By my peoples. Yeah. Y'all sitting there listening to that joint right there. That joint was mad fire. Word, that joint was mad fire. That's my peoples, 110th Street Gorillas, you know what I mean? That's one of the first joints off the East Side Story soundtrack. Yeah, I'm getting it together right now. Big shout out to my man P Stacks, Boogie, Will Porter. There's so many, my man Mel Toast, so many cats on that joint right there, Big Verge, Rob De Niro, a few other cats that I can't name, but, oh yeah, I got to name my man Tyson Pounds, my man Pounds. Yeah, that joint right there is fire. A lot of them cats is in the movies too, you know what I'm saying? My man Mel Toast gonna give me some more tracks on that too, man. You know, P Stacks, the whole hood, East Harlem on this movie, man. It's fire, East Side Story, man. Make sure y'all get out there, man. See that. Starring my man Mo Mizzle, Mo Money. Also featuring El Casino, Ron Boogie, Big Nat, the whole team. Directed by yours truly, with help from my man Mo Money. And also co-executive producer DJ Big Stu. With Mo Money, executive producer. We doing it real, 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 real big. East Harlem style, man. East Side Story. Shout out to the Block Club DJs in the building. They in the building, too. Shout out to DSW, Pure Envy Car Club. Also in the building. Block Beater Entertainment. Mo Cinema. Everybody, Beast 2 Radio. Y'all know where y'all at, man. I ain't got to tell y'all where y'all at. Y'all know where y'all at.
Beast 2 Radio.
All day, all night. Today is the Sunday Classics. This is the days that I rock a lot of hip-hop classics. I rocked last night. If y'all listened to the show last night, I crushed them. I crushed them on the R&B tip. I'm one of them DJs that can do it all type of ways, man. I could do it all day, man. I could do it from the hip-hop to the new hip-hop to the old hip-hop to the joints. Like later on in the day, man, what I like to do on Sundays also after I play a lot of fat hip-hop joints, I like to, you know, bring back them joints that made a lot of records. You know, like hip-hop is not just the rap records you heard. True hip-hop heads know that real hip-hop come all the way back from the break beats. Started with Kool Herc and Africa Bambaataa. So sometimes in the show, I like to take it back and give them like a little tribute on how they used to do it back in the days in the Boogie Down, you know, with Trickle Down to me and my peoples in Harlem, you know what I'm saying, in the early days. How they used to do it, just play the beats and just get you rocking, you know, digging the crates. I'm going to do that in the second half of the show. But as promised, we talk about moving forward. And when I mean moving forward, I mean moving forward with the Democrats. You know what I mean? Like Barack Obama, we already know he won. He won by a lot. I've been bragging about it. You know, I've been trying to get on Rush Limbaugh's nerve, trying to get him to reach out to me. Holler at the DJ Bizzle, Big Stu. Let me know you hear me, Rush Limbaugh. Even if you diss me, man, I'm cool with that. Let me know you hear me. Sometimes it seems like a never-ending stream, you know? Insert a candidate's name and I approve this message. You know what I'm saying? That's what it was. But now the 2012 election is now over. And in addition to re-electing President Barack Obama, Democrats held on to the majority of the U.S. Senate, and the Republican Party remains the majority of the House. What happens now in the White House and in Congress? There are many issues, man, to deal with, like education, taxes, health care. But, you know, we're going to focus on one thing that I was reading about
on the blog. You know, I do always read the fellow blogs. Make sure y'all check out Beef Stew Radio on my blog, too. Also follow me at twitter.com/beefstewradio, facebook.com/beefstewradio. I'm going to give y'all some more information also. You're going to be following me on Block Club DJ's New York videos. I'm going to be having the hottest videos. That's going to be up in like maybe 3 weeks or so. I'm going to be doing my thing with that. And y'all going to click onto that. I'm going to give y'all all the Block Club information tomorrow, basically. I'm going to put it down on the show so y'all could definitely check it out. Y'all could book Block Club DJs. You can come, you know, if you need DJs for your event. If you are an independent artist and you're out there trying to get your promotion on, you can holler at your boys. We got everything going on, you know what I mean? So I'm going to have all the information tomorrow for you guys. And definitely get your videos, try to get your videos on the website because it's definitely going to be blowing up. Definitely mad hits. But back to moving forward, what we trying to do the next 4 years, during President Obama's term, first term, he and the USDA Chief Secretary Tom Vilsack made a commitment to support agriculture and nutrition programs, and both vowed to continue that commitment. In 2012, the White House was unsuccessful in a negotiation with Congress to pass the 5-year farm bill while the president endorsed the Senate's bill. You know what I mean? So maybe this year we could definitely get the farm bill going, because if the farm bill get going, that means we get more food, more farming, and, you know, more food to the supermarket, you know what I mean, and more people making money, because there's a lot of people that they make their money off their farm. There's a lot of hard-working people that work just as hard as people who get up and go to work at 9 to 5 the same way. They get up actually earlier, man. Man, you know what I'm saying? And I got family in Yamasee, South Carolina, so I seen how it was done. I stood out there with my aunt, came from Harlem, and was shocked. You know what I mean? My aunt woke me up like 5, my aunt Poo woke me up like 5 o'clock in the morning, you know? And my cousins, they was picking apples, you know, they had, we had chickens, you know, we had pigs, horses, and turkeys, you know? And it was just, you know, go pick some apple, go pick some corn. They were just had a farm, you know, and it was just real stuff. And you take a, you know, being from the city, I thought it was something real big, because I was like, wow, you know, just when I see this much vegetables, fruits and vegetables, I see it in the fruit stand in Orla La Maqueta. This was actually on my family's property, so I was really impressed with that. But I didn't like the work, you know, and then it made it even worse because my aunt, you know, the family down south, they used to not getting paid. That's just how the family do it. I thought I was getting paid. I thought my aunt held my check back for 3 weeks. After like a month, I had to look at her like, oh, poop, you know, how much I get paid? And she looked at me like, what? And I looked at her, and that what was enough to let me know that I was working a freebie. You know, my mom sent me down south to be a slave for the summer. So I said, all right, that's what they call keeping you out of trouble, out the city. Send you down south to work on the plantation with your family. It's all right. It's all good, though. The Senate Farm Bill, you know, it had a total of $4.5 billion in cuts to supplemental nutrition assistance programs, you know, that was the thing that was called SNAP. Compared to Mitt Romney's and the House bills, it was $16 billion cuts in the House bill. And the House version will impact program, you know, eligibility, resulting in people losing some or maybe even all of their benefits. You know what I'm saying? So the Senate bill also included an extra this is what they had. The Senate bill that Obama had also included an extra $174 million to the Emergency Food Assistance Program. The Senate received bipartisan votes passage. Emergency Food Program is the emergency, which is called TFAP. A lot of people know that. That's when you got a little emergency situation and you need to go apply for food stamps real fast. So these are things that's moving forward that Obama might, some of the things that Obama might try to pass into bill. Despite the House and the Senate making progress on both versions of the bill, the farm bill expired on September 30th, 2012. And in both bills, there are cuts that will remain. The difference in the House bill, cuts of $35 billion in spending, and the Senate bill, The House bill cuts $35 billion in spending, so that means it would affect a lot of people, the emergency food program and all emergency, you know, things. That's why they say free stuff. They basically want to cut out everything that helps a lot of people in more lower income neighborhoods and people who might need it, you know. And it's not just people from the ghetto. It's people who soldiers who came home wounded. It's people who work on a job that's on disability, that may got on a job and got disability. It's a lot of different things. It's people who retired, you know what I'm saying, or old people who just had bad, you know, who had a bad chance of luck with certain different things, you know what I'm saying? And they taking this away. You know, they was going to take it away. This would have happened, but we're moving forward, so we're going to do something, you know? And the Senate bill cuts $23 billion in spending, but over 10 years. So it wouldn't affect you as the same way as it affects you, basically. You know what I mean? The Republican. The prediction for many experts is that it's highly unlikely for Congress to reauthorize the Farm Bill during the current lame duck session, you know? Therefore, we should expect the Farm Bill to receive a one-year extension with the 113th Congress working to reauthorize the five-year bill. We should expect the Republican Party to keep seeking to cut SNAP. And SNAP is, like I said, you know, that's the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. And that's for, like, kids in the inner cities who need special nutrition who can't afford it. And that's one of the things, you know, all older people or vets or anybody. When I say this is for, and, you know, somebody who could have been in Iran or Iraq, you know, and I mean Afghanistan and Iraq fighting, and somebody, you know, could have got hurt and wounded, now they disabled, and they might need this emergency food money. You might have just lost your job, especially now with just after Hurricane Sandy. There's thousands and millions of people that need emergency food stamp money right now. All colors, not just black, white, and Spanish, not just black and Spanish, you know. There's a lot of white people who are suffering too, you know what I mean, suffering even worse than a lot of more Spanish and blacks, you know, to be honest with you. A lot of people in Jersey, a lot, you know, right now from Hurricane Sandy. So this would have been happened. This is why I'm so glad that, you know, everybody came over the racism, man. Everybody came over it, like 79% came over the race over them. You know, we ain't getting full America, but just to almost get 80% of America understanding that we got to move forward and something's got to change, that's real, man. That's real, real. You know what I mean? So I ain't mad at that at all. We're going to keep moving. We should also expect the White House to continue investing to reform to combat the childhood obesity through the First Lady Obama, you know, Let's Move campaign and the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act of 2010, you know, which brings healthy food into national school systems. They was ready to cut that. Now, why would you see Republicans ready to cut that? Now, private schools, you know, they always have gourmet, whatever help. Private schools, these Ivy League schools for the rich and all that, you know, they got the best. The parents is paying millions of thousands of $100,000 in tuition. So we understand what that brings. You know what I mean? So that's crazy. The Capital Area Food Bank would like to see the administration bring attention to the lack of access to healthy and nutritious foods and a form of solid plan to give our most vulnerable neighbors, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like a nice plan to give them to the people that's vulnerable to get of unhealthy, you know what I'm saying? We gotta start teaching people even in other places. You know, we have to preach that. We have to preach eating healthy. Myself, I just had to get a little wake-up call, so now I start eating different myself. You know, I used to always eat Chinese food, fast food every day. You know, being a DJ, being on the run, you stop at this place, stop at that place. And definitely, you know, the more spicier and more stuff like that tasted better to me. So now I had to blend down and eat a lot of baked and plain and, even make sure that there's mad vegetables on my diet, which is something that I really didn't do. I ate my vegetables growing up, but not like I got to do it now. I train myself now, and I eat a lot of vegetables now. But even if the vegetables, I don't like the way they taste, some of them, but it's just for the healthiness and what the doctor told me. But these are things we must do, you know. Although we will see progress in 2013, you know, we must continue working with our legislators to inform them on what constitutes, what constituents find important. We must continue telling our stories, man. We must keep, you know, protesting, showing what we did, inviting elected officials to your neighborhood, to your facilities, to see how to serve the people. You know, if you got a community base, if you got a little organization, if you're a tenant of your tenant association, or, you know what I'm saying, or community board, invite all these constituents to your, you know, constituents to your, to, you know, to your facility, to your neighborhood. Make them sit down, talk with you, man. This is what we got to do. This has to be the difference, you know. But to experience firsthand and the reality that these politicians face on, you know, and face on a daily basis, you know, the time for progress is now, and we definitely gonna move forward, man. So that's, with that being said, man, we're trying to move forward, you know, and this is one of the steps on moving forward after the elections. And after we get into a little bit of music, we're gonna come back and talk about moving forward on the ballots. I mean, and not the ballots, the polls, you know. We don't, voter suppression was a big part of this whole thing this time. And moving forward is actually correcting that, too. You know what I mean? You have, it's a right to vote, but it's also, it's a privilege to vote, but it's also your right. You know what I'm saying? And for somebody to take your rights, you know, people who struggled, women struggled, blacks struggled, Hispanics struggled, immigrants struggle, period, just to be able to vote. Now when you hear somebody just to win an election and the control, could their message is not strong enough. So, you know, and it was, you couldn't believe he was winning. And that's why I feel a little bad for Mitt Romney, because his team didn't believe in him. How do you feel now when you look at it? Just say, for people out there, let's just take it a step down for a second and say, poor Mitt Romney, he wasn't part of the crooked establishment, right? Just say Mitt was serious about, you know, I really believe what I'm doing, I really believe this, and I really believe I'm winning. And all these guys lied to him and told him all this stuff, and he wasn't winning, you know? And you could tell that they wasn't winning because they was voter suppression. They were shoring up. You didn't have to shore up. If you felt your message was positive and you thought your candidate was right, you wouldn't have had to do the voter suppression. You wouldn't have had to do what the Florida governor did or the Ohio governor was trying to do. You wouldn't have had to do these things. And it got to the point that the Republican base embarrassed themselves and made themselves look like they don't even make no sense. So at the end of the day, they lost. They didn't just lose the election. They lost the respect of America. And once they lost the respect of America, they've lost the respect of everyone around the world. So whenever there's a Republican president or a Republican White House, don't look good to people abroad the world right now, because they seen what America has voted for. They was used to America being, you know how it is from the situation with George Bush, you know, poor Gore, you know what I mean? Because Gore deserved to be a president. His presidency was stolen from him. And it woke us up. And the guilt is always on Jeb Bush's face, because why do you come out every time and say, yeah, you bring my brother, of course. No other politician has ever mentioned Jeb Bush's brother but himself. No Republican, they don't mention him. He says his brother, because that's the guilt. Because the father had a not-so-great legacy, but a little bit, but the son had the even worse one, and maybe even considered one of the worst in history, while Barack Obama is going to come and clean it up. Boys, come on. This is man DJ Dizzle, and I'm going to transform into the old school DJ of the 1980s. It was 1980 all the way to 1994. And the DJs used to do what they used to do, and I'm going to do what I used to do. I used to be a DJ/rapper/breakdancer. I used to do it all. I come slide on the floor, be break dance for a run, and I go jump on the microphone, then I might scratch a little bit. Then by that time, you know, I was real young. My mom's made me go home. So I had to do mine when people just was working in the party. I rocked a lot of famous parties, but you never got to see me because I was gone by the time the disco ball got on the floor. Yep. When they were setting up the music, I used to rock hard in all the clubs. There's people that I tell you that. He's like, yeah, he'd be while we setting up. He used to be rhyming hard. Very well, DJ, I'd be like, yo, play that beat right there. Play, you know, back then, you know, it wasn't like Call It a Beat, you know what I mean? Call it, you know, it was like a break beat record, you know what I mean? We didn't call it tracks or nothing like that. We used to be like, yo, that's the beat, yeah. It was, you know, we didn't call it samples or nothing, you know. We just play that joint right there, man. That's that joint. We're going to get into some of those joints later on today. But once again, it's your man DJ Bizzle on the Sunday Night Hip Hop Classics. We moving forward. I'm moving forward. I'm in the building. This is my joint right here. I tell y'all, this is my joint right here. We're going to rock them right now.
Block Club DJs, we got the streets. Y'all can have the rest.
Reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back 22 years ago to keep it on track. The birth of a child on the 8th of October. A toast, but my granddaddy came sober. Count all the fingers and the toes. Now I suppose you hope the little black boy grows. 18 years younger than my mama, but I really got beaten since the girl loved drama. In single parenthood, there I stood. By the time she was 21, had another one. This one's a girl, let's name her Pam. Same father as the first, but you don't give a damn. Irresponsible, plain not thinking. Papa said chill, but the brother keep winking. Till he rolled down, you would tear out your hide on your side while the baby make a slide. But mama got wise to the game. The youngest of five kids, hun, here it is. Mama's getting married in the house. Listen, positive over negative, for the woman a master. Mother queen's rising the chapter. Deja vu, tell you what I'm gonna do when they reminisce over you, my God. I recall a man off the family tree. My right hand, Papa Doc, I see. Took me from a boy to a man, so I always had a father when my biological didn't bother. Taking care of this, so who am I to bicker? Not a bad sicker, but I'm clocking Pop's liver. But you can never say that as life is through. Five kids at 21, believe he got a right to. Here we go while I check the scene with the Portuguese lover at the age of 14. The same age, front page, no fuss. But I bet you all you know they live longer than us. Never been seen now, that's where you're wrong. But give the man a taste and he's gone. Not no sleep to a jazz tune. I can hear his head banging on the wall in the next room. I get the pillow and hope I don't wake him. For this man to cuss, hear it all in verbatim. Telling me how to raise my boy unless he's taking over. I said, Pop, maybe when you're older. We laughed all night about the hookers at the party. My old man standing yelling, good God almighty. Use your condom, take sips of the brew. When they reminisce over you, for real.
For real, baby. Like that.
I reminisce so you never forget this. The days are way back, so many bear witness the fitness. Take the first letter out of each word in this joint. Listen close as I prove my point. P to the R-O-Y, how did you and I meet in front of Big Lou's fighting in the street? But only you saw what took many time to see. I dedicate this to you for believing in me. Rain or shine, yes, in any weather. My grandma Pam holds the family together. My uncle Doc's the greatest, better yet the latest. If we're talking about a car, Uncle Sterling got the latest. I strive to be live because I got no choice and run my own business like my aunt Joyce. So Pete Rock hit me, no respect you when they reminisce over you. Listen,
listen, just listen to the funky song as I rock on, and that word is gone. I'm
DJ Jay Stu on the Sunday night here, hip hop clap. Like, yeah. We rock it real hard. If y'all in the building with me, I'm gonna be playing bad hip hop joints like this right now. I'm going back. Let's go.
And we out.
General chilling with the Block Club DJs, you heard? Nothing but that heat.
We gonna
consistently
hit it down like this, y'all know the play. Try to step
to this, you know your shit is slum. First battle,
ooh,
I hit the pitch on the curb. Second battle,
ooh,
because the first got served. No one who arouses a browse for a blouse gets styled by the piles as I leave a cheerful mouth. Skis when I please, hit from here to Tel Aviv. I'm getting G's, no more time for the line of free cheese. Here's a 411, huh? The one who gets the job done, I know you know the flavor of the poobah.
But go,
yeah, nah, 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 nah. This how we bump it, yo. You know what I'm saying? Big Jeff in the house. We gon' move it like this. Baby pop in the house. Bust how we bust it down. We all, you know the flavor. Sincere love. Check, 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 check. Okay, okay, okay. What more could I say? Alamo get the boom and parlay, parlay. I'm far from the average. Civilize the savage when I'm low on protein and with the beans, soup and cabbage. Skin's on the diet. Kick the flavor, cause it right. Do a show and get the dough and then I'm off to the high. Some time here on the flip. Ain't no end to if and if you really want to rip, you just might end up laying stiff. Your bow's hanging back, a heel figure on the top. Knap sack on the back, that's just my flavor. As my man gives his nigga finger. Watch the free grow bigger, bigger. The pod K, that's my nigga. Here goes the wreck. What do you expect if you want to see some wrecks and cast out a check? Grand Poober, more than a public figure. Quick to kick the bone up the butt of a gold digger. Now tic tac toe means I hit three in a row. If I do a show, then you better have my dough. Low, low. Well, how low can you go? Call a Grand Poober if you really need a bro, cause my shit's more rugged than G.I. Joe. Don't front, honey, act like you know. Now big up to my Brooklyn mob. Big up to my uptown mob. Now brothers want to diss because it's my turn to burn. My best advice for the brothers is to sit back and learn. I don't diss nobody to be somebody. I just like to kick the flavor to make the people party. See, all I'm saying is respect to those who try to follow. Sorry I left you. Grand Poober with Stud Doogie in Alamo. So if you ever want the flavor, you know where to go. Now how we go.
Go, go, go,
yeah.
Go, 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 go.
Ready for a trip.
playing my moves so my mind won't slip. I wrote some rhymes with a positive message. In case something happened, the crowd might taste this. Very bad brother from another land, known to the world as the motherland. African can do and will achieve to teach the world in what he believes. Another brother may try to bring me down, but I let him know I don't clown around. If you play around, then you lay around. If you lay around, then you stay around. You see, you can't keep a brother from doing his duty. So keep in mind, JB coming through.
Number one, never wanna run about the gun. I wasn't licensed to have one.
they see me, fear me. I'm the epitome of public enemy. Used, abused without clues. I refuse to blow a fuse. They even had it on the news.
Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype.
Yes. Was the start of my last jam, so here it is again, another death jam. But since I gave you all a little something that I knew you lacked, they still consider me a new jack. All the critics you can hang on my hold the rope, but they hope to the pulp and pray it ain't dope. So follow up Farrakhan, he'll tell me that you understand until you hear the man. To book up the new school rap game, writers treat me like Coltrane, insane. Yes to them, but to me, I'm a different kind. We're brothers of the same mind, unblind, caught in the middle end, not surrendering. I don't rhyme for the sake of riddling. So claim that I'm a smuggler. Some say I never heard of ya, a rap burglar. False media, we don't need it, do we?
It's fake, that's what it be to you, dig me. Yo, Terminator X, step up on the stand and show these people what time it is, boy. Don't believe the hype.
Right here, I put this joint on right here for one reason, man. I don't want y'all to believe nothing COP or any Republican say. Let's get it.
Don't believe the hype, it's a sequel. As an equal, can I get this through to you? My 98 booming with a trunk of funk. All the jealous folks can't stop the dunk. Coming from the school of hard knocks, some perpetrate, they drink Clorox, attack the blacks, because I know they lack exact, the cold facts, and still they try to Xerox. The leader of the new school, uncool, never played the fool, just made the rule. Remember there's a need to get alarm, again I said I was a time bomb. In the daytime, radio scared of me, cause I'm mad, plus I'm the enemy. They can't come on and play me in prime time, cause I know the time, plus I'm getting mine. I get on the mix late in the night, they know I'm living right, so here goes the mic sight. Before I let it go, don't rush my show. You try to reach and grab and get elbow. Word to herb, yo, if you can't swing this, learn the words, you might sing this. Just a little bit of the taste of the bass for you. As you get up and dance at the LQ, with some denial defiant, I swing bolos. Then they clear the lane, I go solo. The meaning of all of that, the media is the wax. As you believe it's true, it blows me through the roof. Suckers, liars, give me a shovel. Some writers I know are damn devils. From them I say don't believe the hype.
Yo, Chuck, it must be on the pipe, right?
Depends and pads I set, cause I've had it. I'm not an addict, fiend, if for static. I see the tape recorder and I grab it.
No, you can't have it back, silly rabbit.
I'm going to my media assassin, Harry Allen. I gotta ask him.
Yo, Harry, you're a writer, are we that tight?
And all those things you know.
Yeah, boy, part two from Rush the Show. Yo, Grip.
Get the green, black, and red in. Gold down, countdown, and Armageddon. 88, you wait, the S1s will. Put the left in effect, and I still will. Rock the hard jam, treat it like a seminar. Reach the bourgeois, and rock the boulevard. Some say I'm negative, but then I'm positive. What I got to give?
The media says this.
Red,
yo,
black, and green.
Yo, don't believe that hype. They got to be
you know what
that
I mean?
Hype. You know what I'm saying? Yo, the megas got them going up to see Captain Kirk like a jerk and they out of work. Let me tell y'all a little something, man. A lot of people on daytime radio are scared of us because they too ignorant to understand the lyrics of the truth that we pumping into them clouds, that brain cells, that they're fun under the wooden skulls they call caps, you know what I'm saying? But the S1s are straightening it out quick, fast, in a hurry. Don't worry, flavor vision ain't blurry, you know what I'm saying?
That's the sound of the police.
Sometimes I rhyme quick, 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 quick. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. I'm sweeter and thicker than a Chico stick. Here's an ice cream cone, honey, take the lick. I'll go to Bay Plaza and catch a flick. Want my Timberland boots so I can start to kick. Scared the lip, get a whiff of this mist. Just left the yard, boy, now I'm blessed. I feel good, per se, good state of mind. Drive a red Sterling and the seats recline. I love it when a lady treats me kind. Go to tavern on the green, I have a glass of wine. He say, she say, I heard it through the grapevine. No static, got an automatic. Too much of anything makes you an addict. Teasing, teasing, all so pleasing. Don't ask why, I got my own reasons. Smooth beat, great, nice, slick, nick, click. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. Quick, 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 quick. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. I should liquor with my 9mm. My mind is in a blur, cause you can never pay me to think this would occur. Me and this girl, Jane Doe, was living together. We were inseparable, no one could sever. At least that's what I thought, but later I fought with a substance and almost ended up in Supreme Court. When I was on the road doing shows getting in, she was in my Benz getting snippy with a friend. And even when she crashed my whip, I didn't flip. My man Slick Nick said, smooth, you're starting to flip. Time went on, I started noticing weight loss. Then I had to ask her, was she riding a white horse? At first she said no. But I keep having visions of snow, I need blow. And I said, whoa, little hottie, I'm not DeLorean, Gabino, or Gotti. I don't deal coke, and furthermore, you're making me broke. I'll put you in a rehab and I won't tell your folks. And what do you know, at 18 months she came home and I let her back in. And now she's sniffing again. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick.
Got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. Brenda got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true. Brenda got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. I went to Red Lobster for shrimp and steak around the time when the waitresses are on their lunch break. I pulled in the parking lot, parked my car. Somebody shouted out, I don't care who you are. I paid it no attention, I walked aside. Brian had a nine and he was chilling in the ride. I walked in the place, everybody was looking. And shrimp and steak wasn't the only thing cooking. I sat down to eat, ordered my food. I said to the waitress, I don't mean to be rude, but I'll take you on a platter. She said, you got a girl. I said, it don't matter. You look like you're tastier than piping hot pizza. What's your name? She said, my tag says Lisa. I said, okay, you're smart and all that, but when you get off work, yo, I'll be back. She looked at me and said, make yourself clear. L, where we going? I said, right here. She looked kind of puzzled. I said, you'll see. I pulled up at 10 on the DOT. When she walked out the door, I threw my tongue down her throat. Pushed her back aside and pulled off her coat. Laid her on the table and placed my order and gave her a tip much bigger than a quarter. On and on till the break of dawn. All over the restaurant, word is born. I heard somebody coughing. I checked my watch. I couldn't believe it said 9 o'clock. I grabbed my pants, put on my Kango. Who did I see? Oh, yo, it was Brenda. Yo, she worked at Red Lobster, but I didn't remember. Lisa got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true. But Lisa got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. See ya. Lisa got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true. But Lisa got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you.
See ya.
Sometimes the flip word up, buddy.
is the bud to my daisy tree, and the looting to my do-ray me, and the pleaser to my man plug three.
Plug three is the whole cover behind the bush. My buddy likes the way that I push, and like a champ just knock it on out, never ever once selling out. My buddy helps me to
on my soul,
keeping Jimmy in total control. Without buddy, I'd be on a roll.
The lady, I thought the jungle and quest of soul was just maybe. Give me the chance to say that I get crazy. Due to the fact I let buddy amaze me. As a matter of fact, it crazes me in many ways. I decided that it was time for more love to stay. So when it comes to the buddy, you know that I don't play.
From the soul, guess what we'll find? Whole lot of fun, lots of fun together, just like kissing cousins.
Yeah, that's kind of clever.
Close like bosoms, bosoms stay close if you be my buddy. I will toast that we're like Elmer and Lucille McGillicuddy. You can be mine, and I can be your buddy.
The best buddies in evening wear, long love unless you know
he's in there.
I feel sorry for those who pay a fare. A fee, word to the
team.
I don't beg, I just tease my buddy with my right leg. And then when it's ready, what's said,
his buddy is best in bed.
Word to the D. Buddy, buddy, told us all to get into a circle. Said don't worry because I won't hurt you. All I really wanted to do was freak you.
You know what?
She freaked
out. And then I watched. And then I checked my swatch to see the time. The tribe had phoned the buddy line. And that buddy was mine. Oh, my.
Now when Quest, Jungle, and De La Soul is at the club, our ritual unfolds. Grab our bones and start swinging our hands.
Then Jimmy starts blocking in every brand.
Says Jennifer just wanna stay aware. Yo, fella, should we keep her aware?
Listen closely, so your attention's undivided. Many in the past have tried to do what I did. Just the way I came off then, I'm gonna come off stronger and longer, even with the drum off. I'll keep on going and flowing just like a river. I got a whole lot to give, so I'm a giver. Little at a time, new trails are blazing. Action is in effect and always stays in. Yeah, just like a shot from a cannon, I am the man in charge and I'm planning. It can lift your soul. I'm the originator, and my rhymes are made of gold. Once you hear the capital A, rap it'll stay with you for a while. It won't go away unless you force it, because it stays with you, my friend. And if you force it away, I'ma hit you again. I project my voice so it's right in the crowd. There's a sign at the door, no biting allowed. And if you didn't read it, I suggest you do so, or you'll be stranded just like Caruso. Sleep if you wanna, go ahead, get some shut eye. A man broke his jaw trying to say what I say. He should have left it alone, just for the record. Let it be known that my ego's only partially grown. And never would I ever condone fighting in any form. Yo, I'm only warm. That verse was the calm. Now here's the storm. Next up, yo, I believe that's me. Craig G, light up the mic for the simple me. The gym is dedicated to all unoptimistic that thought I wasn't coming out with some exquisite rhymes. But that's alright, cause now I'm back to kill all the rumors and straighten the facts to me. Now I can rhyme like I always used to, but you jumped on the tip when you heard me in the juice crew. You said, ain't that something? The plague, I heard you in that jam and it's pumping. I apologize, oh yeah, and can I have your autograph for me and my grandma? That's how I'm living, on surprise mode. Don't even sleep, try not to keep your eyes closed. Cause if you do, when you awaken, this so-called spot
Barrel 1, that's your motherfucking head. Barrel 2, that's your fucking heart. I just check. You see, I'm quick to let the hammer go flick on my creeping niggas in order, making their life shorter, ready to slaughter. Cause to me a life ain't worth a quarter or a dime. Mushrooms got my mind hallucinating, ain't no debating. I'm creating an escape route to be out without a doubt. Scot free, so don't even think about trying to stop me. Cause I can't wait, I'm out the gate on the gorilla, a thriller from a natural born killer.
Got the streets. Y'all can have the rest.
You know how we do it. DJ Big Stu, Beef Stu Radio. Let them know where they at.
Beef Stu Radio.
I love to make you clap your hand. It ain't over. Cause a lot of y'all be like, When he make you clap your hand, that's when the show is over. But it ain't over. I just want the people to clap their hands. Getting into some crazy news in this part of the show, the segment of the show. The Ku Klux Klan, man, is finally get called what they really are. You know, the government, dozens of white supremacists, and they called them the KKK gang members, was charged in good old Texas. And good old Texas called them that, the KKK gang members. Four top leaders of the white supremacist Aryan Brotherhood of Texas are among nearly three dozen alleged gang members charged in a sweeping indictment unsealed Friday that accuses them of crimes ranging from capital murder to drug trafficking. Few details are released about the alleged crimes, but 10 defendants are facing charges that carry the death penalty. As examples of the gang brutality, the indictment says one leader ordered a subordinate to kill a gang prospect and return a severed finger, and another was turned to burn a tattoo from a member's arm for not following an order. Brutal beatings and firebombs, drug trafficking, and murder are part of ABT's alleged standard operating procedure. Assistant Attorney General Lanny Bureau said in a statement, you know, as charged ABT, you know what I mean, the Aryan Brotherhood, you know, that's what they call them, so the Aryan Brotherhood of Texas, uses violence and threats of violence to maintain internal discipline and to retaliate against those believed to be cooperating with law enforcement, you know what I mean, and only three people named in the indictment have been arrested. 16 were arrested, have Only three people named the indictment as haven't been arrested. Let me clarify that. And 16 other people was arrested across Texas last Friday, while 15 others was already in custody. You know, so saying, you know, adding that you know, the prosecutors was happy because they added that capped off years of an investigation. You know what I mean? All are charged with racketeering, conspiracy. Some were with involvement in at least three murders, multiple attempt murders, kidnappings, assaults, conspiracies, and conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine and cocaine, you know, meth and cocaine. So, you know, that's what it is. A message left for one attorney general, you know, U.S. attorney seeking office, more details about the alleged crimes, you know, a message was left for the U.S. Attorney General, and they was trying to find more. They didn't want to give us no more details during the alleged crime, but that's it. The military-style gang was founded in the Texas prisons in the 1980s to offer protection to white inmates if they joined. You know what I mean? Modeled after a similar gang that surfaces in California prisons in the 1960s, members often use hand signs symbolizing participation. You know, they have Nazi-themed tattoos or whatever, you know what I mean? Investigators say the gang works in five regions and that four of those were generals out of the five regions. So, like, four generals out of the five regions, you know, who controlled activities in a region while supervising the gang overall activities, including issuing kills. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, I don't know.
one of the leaders were identified. The leaders, matter of fact, they gave me a few leaders, and these guys are old timers. The leaders were identified as Terry Ross Blake, 55, Charles Lee Roberts, 68, Larry Max Bryan, 51, and William David Maynard, 42. Blake and Roberts were arrested on Friday, while Bryan and Maynard were already in prison. Home phone numbers weren't listed for Blake or Roberts, and court documents didn't, you know, yet show any of the men have retained attorneys yet. So who knows? They may be also, you know, who knows? According to the indictment, Bryan is facing charges of a fatal shooting of a you know, Aryan Brotherhood of Texas prospect member who allegedly stole drugs. Can't join a gang like that and steal drugs, you know. They're going to kill you. That was the dumbest thing to do. He was ordered to deliver to a customer on behalf of the ABT in Pleasanton in south, you know, the south of San Antonio. You know what I'm saying? The charges against Maynard include murder of a fellow gang member. He also could face the death penalty. So this is what's going down. They're calling these guys gangs. You know, they're labeling them as gangs. First time in history that the KKK was ever considered a gang. So that's kind of big because for years and years and years, America, no matter what things was done by them in America, America considered them like an organization and wouldn't give Crips and Bloods and nobody else the same, you know, the same props as an organization. So you tell me. It was real deep, man. Real deep. Rumor control. You know, because what's rumor control? What's rumor control? Anybody know what's rumor control? Well, it was, you know, everybody know Royce Reed of Basketball Wives. Earlier this summer, you know, I think the website Bossa reported that Royce Reed, Jennifer Williams, and Keisha Nichols allegedly, Keisha. She spells, you know, people spell their names wrong. I'm telling you. But anyways, Keisha. Now, Keisha Cole Nichols. Allegedly, they wasn't returning to the next season. Well, it looks like Royce Reed is adding fire to the rumor. She also took to the Twitter account recently and aired her grievances with the reality. She said, I was trying to wait till y'all saw it, but people ask me every day, so I have no idea what Basketball I come by. I'm not on the next season. I have no... When Basketball Wives of Miami come back, I'm not on the next season. Wow, I have my dance company to worry about, and I'm using my degree. We'll definitely keep you updated on the play in New York City. Dance workout videos, dude. Okay, she got her own play and dance workout studio. Maybe now they'll finally let me out my contract. Oh, so that's what it is. They didn't want to let out her contract, you know? So she's not coming back, boy. She's not coming back. Do you blame her? Do you blame her? Do you blame her? I don't blame her, myself, you know. Basketball Wives is something that puts down a lot. I don't know. It's a show that I think, you know, it outgrows women now. I think it's outgrown some women because it doesn't show Basketball Wives in a good light. Basketball Wives kind of looked at as a lower class of sports wives now. You know, they don't, you know, they fight a lot. You know, it just seems like it's just saying what you would think it would be, so... I don't blame her. If she can start her own dance thing and dance there and all that stuff like that that she want to do, she's supposed to, you know what I mean? So, you know, let's just do it. Let's do it. Now, this little hip-hop segment before I get into some music real quick, real quick. We're going to go from booty to bangers. From booty do to bangers. Booty do to bangers. They, you know, transformations, celebrity transformations. All right, I'm going to name a couple of people to y'all.
Mike Jones, he came back after a scene, after we seen a new man, you know, Neef. He came back on the scene, a new man, after losing like 100 pounds. Do y'all remember that? Mike Jones was mad skinny. Everybody like, yo, what's wrong with Mike Jones? He looks like a whole different dude. Didn't even, you know. Now, Jordan Sparks, he dropped a boatload of weight and picked up a new boyfriend. Jordan Sparks, she was dead. She was looking like, ain't nothing but a bowl of stereo. Ain't nothing but a bowl of stew. You know, she was big, right? Jordan Sparks looked like, no, she was eating, but now she lost the weight. You know, when you get that celebrity money, it's easy to lose weight, too, because they have the most perfect trainers that you could ever, ever, ever have. You know what I mean? But I want to get into some more music before I come back with some more people. But before I go into it, I'm going to give you somebody. Paul Wall. He shows up at the Grammy, and some people didn't even recognize him in his new body. Like, Paul Wall is another dude who lost weight. He took over what Mike Jones did. I don't know what it was, but he's a slim guy now, Paul Wall. He doesn't even look the same. But, you know, everybody don't want to be fat neither, so, you know, that's a big thing. Marsha Ambrosia, when she broke her apart from Flowetry, she broke onto the music scene as a solo artist with a new look. Marsha Ambrosia. You know, she was the big one of Flowetry. Now she's a little one on the solo tip. Maybe Flowetry was just sharing big plays. I don't know. Some people, because, you know, I don't know what it was. Now, we all know Kelly Price, right? Kelly Price got tired of critics talking about her weight and wanted to get healthy, and she did. Kelly Price, big shout out to Kelly Price. We haven't heard no more music from her, though, after she got healthy now. What happened? You know, see, that's the thing when some people be big. When they big, they sing the most best records, and then the minute they lose weight, they ain't got another song. Only Luther could go up and down and up and down and up and down. Only Luther was the only one that could do that. He did that well. He was the only one that could do that, Luther Vandross. 50 Cent scared us to death, you know. 50 puts down his energy drinks and dumbbells for a role in where he played a patient, you know, with cancer. You know, he lost a lot of weight. He looked like he was smoking some Yuzax. He went back to the hood and was like, yo, listen, man, I got to lose weight real quick. I know I'm just going to puff these krills. Kelly Osbourne continued to drop her weight long after the memorable stint on Dancing with the Stars, and she hasn't looked back since, they said. She changed. Now, Kelly Osbourne, losing weight for her changed her. Because when she was chubby, she was a crazy-looking Adams Family chick. Now she tries to dress elegant. So, before she was punk-rocking, little chubbiest punk-rock, you know. Samaya Reese. Samaya has breast reduction, which she says helped her jumpstart her new healthy lifestyle. She had a breast reduction. Now, if we ever going to see Samaya Reese other than basketball, hip-hop, loving hip-hop or basketball, and I doubt it because her record hasn't came out yet. I haven't seen her singing, dancing, tap dancing. I don't know. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen nothing of Samaya Reese. You know, reality TV can make you a star real quick because I thought maybe she might have had a record come out, but she didn't. All right. I'm about ready to get into some more music, man. Some more music, man. Jennifer Hudson. Y'all know how we are. Everybody knows Jennifer Hudson. She lost her weight. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know if she's going to be going to give us some time because she still can make a song. Star Jones. Yeah, Star to the Dar Jones. Turned a lot of heads when she lost her weight. With some people even questioning whether did she lose, whether she had not lost that much weight. You know, they a lot of people don't think Star did it. Star's trying to claim she exercised that. But I don't know, Star. That's a lot of weight you lost. A lot. And it happened kind of fast. And I don't know, but I want to be with your sister. You know, I just think you went to the doctor. I don't know if you went to... Now, Buster hit the gym, got buff on. He got buff. You know what I mean? Buster, one time Buster was the chubby guy. And he just went
women toned it up. Had to get healthy. You know, getting healthy is part of the game. When you got money, you can pay the best trainers in the world, and it'll be that way. You know what I mean? And that's all you have to know when you got, you know, Beyonce. Dropped the pounds for the role that she had of, for her role as a 16-year-old Dina Jones of Dreamgirls. You know what I mean? So she had weight on there. So she dropped that. And she had she did it twice. You know what I mean? When she played in Cadillac Records. So you know how it goes. It's on the Sunday laid back hip hop classics. It's your man DJ Speaks Through. My last one in the building is Miss Jill Scott. Jilly from Philly. She had more than a few pounds in a double take. You know, after Tyler Perry movie, she got Jilly from Philly, just turned fabulous. But you know what it's time for me to do now, man? I'm going to get into some real, real classic joints, man, right now. I love, at the end of the day, to play the joints that made hip-hop music. A lot of you cats think, when you dudes think of hip-hop music, the first thing you think of is just the old school, like LL or Kumo D or Sugar Hill Gang. But before, you know, now don't get me wrong, those are the old school, those are the legends, especially to put in the game. But before it was that, it was my man Africa Bambaataa, my man Kool Herc. They used to just play beats, man. Used to go to different places in the Bronx, and then it trickled down to Harlem. But you would go to different places, and people would plug their DJ sets up. There was no hip hop on the radio. It was barely. I think it was the only black station. It might have been WBLS, the only thing that played in anything urban and black, and hip-hop was not on the menu. Believe me when I told you. When I tell you this, hip-hop ain't get on the menu to, you know, give big shout-out to Mr. Magic. He was one of the big pioneers in New York City that did that. Mr. Magic, Red Alert, you know what I mean? They was like the real, real two dudes that was really banging, and the Supreme Team, they was doing that. But give a shout-out to the Supreme Team and WBLI, but some other people that was some other pioneers back then. And a rest in peace, shout out to the video, one of the early video people back then, Goldie, for Goldie's Hot Raps, you know what I mean? This is history for y'all now. It was a young lady who died young, who used to play, was one of the first, very first video hosts that you see everybody hosting videos, even before Donnie Simpson, this young lady was doing her thing. All right, so Goldie Hot Raps and all that. But, you know, big rest in peace to her, man. All right, I remember her. She used to do her thing. Well, check this out. We're going to get into some of the music, man. You know what I mean? Before then, man, we used to just be in the park. You know what I'm saying? They used to plug it up. And it used to go a little something like this, man. Real talk.
This is a Black Banger. Banger. Banger.
I'm coming. I'm coming, baby. I'm coming. Coming, coming, coming. Help me. Make your baby understand. Try love and let you take command. Love can be a two-sided thing. You never get more than you can raise. Hey, I'm coming, coming, baby. Ooh, help me. I'm coming, baby. I wanna love you. Don't wanna break your heart. Baby.
Block Club DJ. DJ.
Didn't say what you mean.
Godfather.
Hey there.
Kobe.
Come on and play.
Turn up the music, play that DJ loud.
Banger. Rock Club DJs. We got the streets. Y'all can have the rest.
One more time, man. DSW nothing.
Beef, soup,
and yum.